Syrian rebels have responded with a mix of concern and hope at news of the American-led war on Islamic State extremists. One moderate rebel commander even congratulated Australia on its role. In Syria, the western half of their self-proclaimed caliphate, Islamic State fighters have been in bloody conflict with the more moderate rebels, as well as the government of Bashar al-Assad. And some rebels hope the campaign the US and its allies are starting in Iraq will help to turn the tide in Syria as well. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown reports.
Australia's warplanes and advisers may be limited to missions in Iraq, but they'll be battling an enemy that does not respect that boundary. At a recent gathering of moderate Syrian rebels near the border with Turkey, a local commander, Jamal al-Maruf, denounced both the government of Bashar al-Assad and the powerful militia of the Islamic State, led by Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. "We'll fight the two states," he said. "One is the unjust Bashar's illegitimate state, and the second is the unjust Baghdadi's illegitimate state." But as much as these men are loud, they're also on the back foot. In fact, Jamal al-Maruf narrowly escaped a government airstrike earlier this week that reportedly killed his wife and daughter. And their battle against the Islamic State, here on the far western edge of its self-declared caliphate, has also cost the rebels thousands of lives. So while many are cynical about America's new commitment to fight IS, they also hope they will reap the benefit. And they welcome Australia's involvement. Another local commander, Ahmed Al-Rahal, told me, "We're very thankful to the Australian government and to the Australian people. Even if their role is small, it's a welcome gesture. But the hopes and fears of these rebels reveal the many pitfalls in the war Australia seems about to join. Over in Iraq, on the eastern borders of the so-called caliphate, US airstrikes have been used to back a coalition of ground forces, including the Kurdish Peshmerga, Iraqi army, and Shiite militias. And the role of those militias is deeply controversial. They played a key part in the civil war that killed thousands a month in Iraq less than 10 years ago. They've sent men to Syria to fight the mostly Sunni rebels, and they've been accused of terrorizing Iraq's Sunni minority once more." Ahmed al-Rahal says that sectarian edge risks undermining the legitimacy of the whole campaign. "We're asking the Iraqi Prime Minister al-Abadi to establish an Iraqi national army," he says, "and not Shiite militias, because they caused chaos in the country. The reliance on the militias highlights another dilemma, a lack of numbers. And rebels like Ahmed al-Rahal say someone must get boots on the ground along the border between Syria and Iraq, a border famously bulldozed away by Islamic State militants in June. There's information that Islamic State sent a lot of supplies from Syria to Iraq," he says. "If they face danger in Iraq, they'll pull back to Syria or resupply from Syria. And that's why it's important to control the borders. On top of that, many rebels fear the US will be too slow to strike in Syria itself. When attacking any military, first you should hit their supply lines and their bases," he says. "And the supply lines and the logistics for Islamic State are here in Syria. The rebels have long beckoned Barack Obama into Syria, but they say the airstrikes and training he's foreshadowed seem certain to fall short of their main target, Bashar al-Assad, and his barrel bombs and torture chambers."
Middle East correspondent Matt Brown.